MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, government today is reassuring South Africans that fuel supply remains stable in the short term, despite the war in the Middle East and oil prices pushing back above $100 a barrel. But I think beneath that reassurance, there are some uncomfortable realities. We are now heavily reliant on imported fuel. We have lost a significant portion of our refining capacity, and we do remain exposed to volatile shipping routes and obviously a weakening rand. So the key question today is this: are we looking at a system that is holding or one that is increasingly fragile with very little room for error? Let's discuss that in some detail now. I'm joined by Jacob Mbele, who is the Director General at the Department of Mineral and Petroleum Resources. DG, a very warm welcome to you. Your statement that you put out last night says supply is stable, and I quote, in the immediate term. What does that mean? How many weeks of real buffer does the country actually have?
Thank you, Jeremy, for the opportunity that you have afforded the department to expand on the statement that we have issued. When we talk weeks, we are comfortable that based on the orders that have been placed and the ships that are already on the way, we should be able to supply fuel up until towards the latter part of April.
And after that, I guess, DG, it's anyone's game given the unpredictability of the situation.
Not necessarily. The standard operating process has always been for the oil companies that operate in this country to place orders on finished products. There's normally a six-week cycle where product arrives every 6 weeks. On crude oil, you're looking at a three-month cycle. And obviously, as these orders are coming through, there are other orders that have been placed. And once those are confirmed, then we are able to clearly indicate, and once the scheduling is done, as to then how far will that next batch take us, etc.
But the truth is that South Africa, DG, is still dangerously exposed after losing so much refining capacity, surely.
I think, Jeremy, this needs to be looked at in context. Even if you had 100% refining, you'll still have to import crude. I think the debate that we've always been putting out there as a department, and the minister has been very vocal about, around exploiting our own resources. You know, we all know that with the findings that are being announced in Namibia, that the Orange Basin stretches into South Africa. And we've been saying exploiting the potential that lies there assures us of security of supply going into the future. So we have always been exposed, even when we had a number of refineries here. I think the only two refineries that were exposed, not exposed to the same extent, were actually the two synthetic refineries, the Sasol coal to liquid, because coal is here. As well as the Mosgas, which is the PetroSA, the one that used to run from gas to liquid. And obviously there, then the gas ran out, and there are efforts to obviously find other sources of gas. But I think the point that one wants to emphasize is that until we progress in terms of getting into the resources that we have in our country, will always be exposed. So it would not make, I don't want to say it would not make a difference, but whether it was crude, we had all the refineries here, we'd still almost be facing the same kind of exposure.
I understand that, and I also understand the whole strategy around diversification, but how quickly could South Africa realistically replace any disrupted Middle East supply?
So we are fortunate that, the companies that operate in South Africa have a strong footprint in other areas. As we speak, my understanding is that most of the orders that are coming now are coming from other areas, such as Europe. You know, the oil majors that operate from here, many of them are from Europe. So they do have a footprint in terms of where they can source some of their supply. So that option is already being exercised, but we also, from a department point of view, already looking at other options to assist. There are many, there are, let me not say many, but there are countries on the continent where some, for example, in West Africa, have already said they may have product that they can ship our way. And we're already getting, by the way, our crude oil we get from West Africa. So we're not exposed to that extent, like with the finished product that used to come mainly from the Middle East.
DG, I wonder if you could confirm reports that I've read this morning that already there are diesel shortages in at least five provinces.
From where we're sitting, we had a meeting this morning at 7:30 with suppliers. From where we're sitting, we're not aware of a shortage. I think, Jeremy, one thing that we all know is that with social media and having made it easy for anyone to make a comment and for that to catch fire and for the fire to spread quickly, we are noticing that there is some misinformation that is going around. From where we're sitting, we are not aware of any shortage. But we also know that generally, when there is a looming price increase, we have seen instances where there's a rush to try and get product. But we also know from history that we had in the past also seen where and isolate cases of distributors who might sit with the stock, you know, to try and benefit more. And I'm not saying this is what is happening currently, but I'm just explaining that there are dynamics that are generally at play when you find yourself in this kind of situation. No,
and hence the reason why I'm asking you that question about the shortages. Yeah. But what I do want to ask you, though, is that there are also reports about of the oil companies introducing something called controlled allocation. In other words, holding back on supply or managing supply more carefully. Is that happening?
Yes, that is happening because what we are seeing, you have, and it's not, it's less with individual customers. This is a complaint that's coming from contracted customers, right? There are customers who have contracts with suppliers for certain volumes. And what suppliers are trying to manage is a rush where, because remember, the orders that are placed on projected demand. If you artificially surge demand because you are trying to get your hands on the product so that you can store it, you create this artificial, you will create this artificial shortage because of the delay. So what the companies are trying to do is that they are saying to people, we are going to keep you within your contracted volumes, right? So only if you start asking us for more than what you normally take from us, we may be reluctant to give you, because anyway, you also have to honor other contracts.
Thank you very much indeed. In conversation there with the Director General of the Department of Mineral and Petroleum Resources, Jacob Mbele, thank you very much indeed.